This talk, this is dictating on Genevieve Wiltshire. That is Genevieve is G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E. Genevieve Wiltshire, W-I-L-S-H-E-R. Date of birth 9/15/1933. Date of visit is 8/3/22. Please make copy for Eugene Crouch, M.D. Crouch, C-R-O-U-C-H. Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E. And date of consultation, 8/3/22. Next paragraph, dear Eugene. Thank you for sending Genevieve Wiltshire for primary evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is an 88-year-old female who has had a history of shortness of breath for over a year and an occasional cough. Has previously been treated for atrial fibrillation. And history of COPD as well as chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. And peripheral vascular disease, as well as coronary artery disease. Period. The patient has an occasional cough and is short of breath with activity. And denied any chest pains, but has reflux symptoms. Next, paragraph. Past history includes history of hypertension and peripheral vascular disease, history of atrial fibrillation, and history of rotator cuff. Tendonitis and squamous cell cancer of the skin, as well as history of hip fracture with ORIF and gastroesophageal reflux disease. And depression. Next paragraph. Can you also mention the patient has had cardiac catheterization and stenting and history of leg artery stenting and angiography. She has hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. I'm sorry. And also has has peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph. Allergies to Demerol. Thanks, Paragraph. Habits the patient does not smoke, but smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 30 years. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease and mother died after a fall at age 99. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue and no weight loss. She has glaucoma and cataracts. She has hoarseness and wheezing. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has some abdominal pains and heartburn. She has diarrhea or constipation. She has no jaw pain, chest pains, but has palpitations and leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. And has easy bruising, but no enlarged glands. She also has numbness in the extremities. No headache or seizures or memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, med list included amitriptyline 10 milligrams a day. Eliquis 2.5 milligrams BID, gabapentin 100 milligrams TID, lansoprazole 30 milligrams daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, sertraline 50 milligrams daily, and simvastatin 40 milligrams HS. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Mild clubbing, no cyanosis, erythrosis, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 112 by 70. Pulse is 78, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 127. Saturation is 94 on room air. HENT anophthalmic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, nasal mucus injected. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased breath sounds of the periphery with scattered wheezes palatally. Heart, the answer to irregular asthma and S2-normoma. Abdomen is soft to wheeze without masses, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema, normal reflexes. There's no gross motor deficits, cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD and chronic dyspnea. Number two is hypertension. Number three is atrial fibrillation. Number four, depression. And number five is, number five is COPD. And next paragraph, plans patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, CT chest without contrast. Is advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. And continue with the other mentioned medications. Copy of a recent labs will be requested. Follow-up visit will be arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Eugene Crouch, MD. CROUCH, MD. Thank you.